Welcome to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton.
Let's get things going on the ESPN Outdoors Report with the one and only Pete Huff from Betts Dam Guide Service. Pete, how's the fishing been this week?
Well, it's been pretty good. It's been humid and stuff, but if you get out there early and catch some fish, you can definitely beat the heat.
Yeah, exactly. So what have you been finding?
Well, bluegill, some walleye and bass still on the Madison chain. All the lakes have been producing pretty good. We did have a walleye Wednesday last night, and it was pretty tough, and it was raining the entire time. I caught four shorts, and there was only two legal fish brought in total, so it was a tough fight last night for everybody.
So a tough bite last night, but people still enjoy being out there, but it's probably less enjoyable if you're not filling the boat.
Yeah, it's still fun, yes. But there has been a really good bite, like I said, still in the Madison chain, and I've had some young kids out, and grandparents. There's a lot of different age ranges now with school being out and stuff, so it's definitely a good time to get out.
Now, let me know about when it's 95 degrees like we're going to get this weekend. How do you attack fishing? Do you try to get out earlier? What are some tips people should know?
Yeah, definitely get out there right away early. Start by 5 o'clock if you can get out there and get off the water, bring your sunscreen, stuff like that. Don't, sit out there all day. You probably get heat stroke if you did. So limit your time of being out there and just, be smart about it.
Have you heard anything on any other lakes across the state and the region?
I've heard that Fox Lake is still producing fish. I have not personally been over there. And the king salmon are starting now in Lake Michigan, and the cohos are kind of winding down. So there's a lot of different opportunities out there.
Tell us about Betts Dam Guide Service.
If you'd like to book a trip, you can call me at 608-609-2707 or send me a message on Facebook under Pete Huff or Betts Dam Guide Service.
Pete, I appreciate all you do, and we will chat next week.
Sounds good, Wade. Thanks a lot.
Let's head to the Madison chain right now and bring in Pat from D&S Bait and Tackle. Pat, how's the fishing been this week in Madison?
Fishing's been great. We've had some beautiful weather down here, and the fish are in a great mood. Got a lot of fish wrapping up spawning in the Madison area. Bluegills are still on beds on most lakes, so that's a great opportunity for folks to get out and get on some good gill action. But the bass are in a great kind of post-spawn mood, and pike are pretty much everywhere. So, yeah, it's been good around Madison.
How long do you think they're going to stay on the beds?
I would say definitely through the 4th of July here in town, which is late. I mean, in Madison it's not that unusual, but it'll be well after 4th of July before they wrap up on Lake Mendota for sure.
Now, we get this 90-plus degree heat coming in. How will that affect the fishing this weekend?
Well, I mean, the fish are still going to be there, and they're still going to eat, and, I don't know that it'll slow them down too much, but it'll definitely slow the traffic through the shop, I think, because, it's just so hot. Some of those days it gets uncomfortable, and folks just don't really want to be out, but the fish are still out there, and the water's still pretty good temperature yet.
Well, again, if somebody wants to get a jump on fishing in the Madison area, D&S Bait and Tackle, tell us all about it.
Hey, yeah, we're at 1411 Northport Drive here on the north side of Madison. Just a quarter mile from the Warner Park boat launch, and a quick jog off the interstate for folks coming into town. We've got everything you need to get out on the water, all the bait and tackle you could ask for. We also do a weekly fishing report. I do that every Friday, and we update that on our social media at DS Bait Tackle Fly Shop. But we also have the good old school phone line. You can call 608 Big Fish and listen to me talk about what's going on around town.
Pat, I appreciate all you do. Stay cool this weekend, and we will chat again next week.
Thanks, Wade. You too. Take care.
Let's head over to Fishtails in Fox Lake right now. Dave, what's the fishing looking like by you?
Well, it's been still keeping steady. It's been very good for the panfish. Guys are getting walleyes out in the basin around the rock piles. The bass have been biting really good. They're in the river. They're all over the piers. And people are trying muskies, too. There hasn't been much success on that part, but the fishing has been really good. It's kind of settling into a, midsummer pattern now where the fish are going to set up where they're going to be the rest of the summer, more or less. So, the guys that know the lake and everything know where to go and what to use. And if you're coming up and you're not sure what you're going to fish for or whatever, stop in and I can give you the maps that we would show everybody, and then you can get all your bait and everything here, and I'll let you know where they're going.
What do you think it'll take to get the muskies going?
Well, that's, you know, that's a very difficult fish to catch no matter where you are. They roam so much, you know. There's spots that are good. Most of the muskies are caught by people not fishing for them, but the guys that actually go out and target them, it can be a tough day, you know, but then it can be really good, too. So, you know, there isn't a lot of them in our lake, like a lot of, you know, northern lakes, but there's some really big ones and some really nice ones, and, you know, you just got to put your time in. Anytime you're musky fishing, it's just, you know, it's not easy. So, but the fishing has been very good, everything else, and, yeah, I'm looking forward to leaving in the morning for Canada.
All right. Oh, you're heading up to Canada, so you're going to be taking care of business up there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I can't wait. That's sure. My favorite trip of the year, and, yeah, I usually do quite well up there. So,
well, can't
so you won't catch me next week, but, yeah, if you stop in during next week or whatever, the people here can put you in the right direction.
Hey, have you heard any other lakes in the area?
Beaver Dam's, you know, giving up a lot of catfish. They're catching a lot of walleyes, but mostly shorts, and because they got to be 18 inches. And they're, you know, the lake's starting to get a little bit green and everything, but the crappies are spread out now. They're, you know, they're done spawning. So, you know, you got to fish your spots for that.
Well, tell us about Fishtails. How can we find you?
We are right downtown Fox Lake, right by the river. We're open 6 to 6. Monday through Saturday, and 6 to 5 on Sunday.
Dave, I appreciate you, and we'll enjoy your trip. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
All right, thanks, Wade.
All Out Marine are your experts and local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, Regency brand boats, and Maker Center console boats wants you to stop in to see their new and used inventory. Order your 2025 models now. From pleasure boats to fishing boats, All Out Marine has the boat for you. Check them out online at alloutmarinellc.com. Visit them on the northwest corner of Highway 41 and D in Allenton. All Out Marine is your family-owned, independent authorized Nitro, Sun Tracker, Tracker, Tahoe, and Mako dealer.
The ESPN Outdoors Report continues now, and we're going to bring in our resident outdoorsman, Rick Wetland. And Rick, as we speak, is on the Mississippi River. Rick, are you on a barge? What are you doing?
No barge. I'm up here with my Phoenix. We got a two-day bass tournament up here Saturday and Sunday with over 100-degree heat index on Saturday and Sunday, and it's going to be a hot one. It's already not even 10, barely 10 o'clock on Thursday here, and it's hotter than you know what out here. I mean, I got sweaty butt already, so but the fish are biting. I've done pretty well. I've caught some really nice smallmouth, and northern pike are eating the crap out of my frog, which is fun, but that's not what I'm here to catch. But
so when you get hot weather, I guess let's talk about it. And you, like, you have an event, so it's not like you can just say I'm gonna go out like really early in the morning. So how, as a fisherman, what do you do to make sure that you stay upright while you're fishing when you get, like, you know, triple digits heat indexes?
Well, several years ago, I actually had heat stroke out on a boat, and actually up here at the Mississippi River, and I almost passed out. It's a good thing my partner, the thing you do when it's that hot, you can't drink enough, that's for sure. Gatorade and water. I mean, you try to stay away from soda, but believe it or not, we dip our shirts in the water, get them all wet, because the water's like 74 degrees right now. That cools you down. You put a wet rag behind your neck. And if you start getting a little dizzy and stuff, you just sit down and chug a big Gatorade. I mean, it's not worth it. Heat stroke is crazy, and I'm on blood thinners already, so it even affects me a little more than normal. And not to mention that, I've been a little under the weather all week. I mean, yesterday on Wednesday, I pretty much never left the couch, so there's a big stomach bug going around, and I think I got it. But
you're a gamer. What is the key? What do you like about fishing the Mississippi? If somebody's never fished the Mississippi River, what do they need to know?
You need to know your navigation. You got to have really good electronics and a really good map, because there's wing dams and closing dams everywhere. And what a wing dam is basically the Corps of Engineers throws a big old pile of rocks in the middle of the river to control the flow and to control the current. And you hit those at 10 miles an hour, at 70 miles an hour, it's going to rip the lower unit right off. So there's a lot of marked channels. If you stay in the marked channels, you're fine. But, you know, the minute you want to go to a cut or a slough, or somebody of yours told you, oh, this is where they're biting, and it happens to be a wing dam, you're going to take your whole lower unit off. It's pretty bad. Actually, it's, you leave here on Sunday, whether you place or not, your boat's in the shape you went with, you had a good tournament.
Hey, what have you heard about fishing across South Central Wisconsin?
Well, Tuesday, Wade, I was out on Lake Michigan with Reef 51 Charters, and we weren't out very far, and I caught the first fish of the day. It was a 20-pound king, so that was all right. We had a little $10 pot going there, but we went pretty good. We went 11 for 13. We only lost two coming in. I mean, the bite was pretty good. We had very few lulls. And, you know, a lot of those guys, captains over there are really hurting. You know, a lot of, they used to be booked 5 days, 6 days straight, and now they're booked like 2-3 days, so a week. So if you're thinking about doing it, I mean, the fishing is really good right now, and the cohos are still in, and the cohos are the best tasting, in my opinion, but it's always a good time to get a group of 3-4 guys together and go.
Can you use Raw Bass Customs on Lake Michigan, your lures?
Well, I asked him that. I didn't bring any along, but we got another trip scheduled for August, and I'm going to bring some along. He's going to troll some big old walleye baits, but no, it's normally like these little hand-tied flies with flashers and spoons, so that's the big thing there. And I also want to pass along that last Saturday of the month, Big Sacks Bass has their 14th annual open tournament on Fox Lake. It's taken out of the Black Hawk Trail launch. It's $120 per boat. And we normally get 30, 35 boats for that. And it's the two biggest bass over 18 inches. And it's always a good time.
All right. So how can they find more information on that?
You can get on Big Sacks Bass Club's Facebook page. And you can read all about it on there. The entry form is there and everything else.
All right. Tell us about where you can find Raw Bass Customs or if they're interested in some sort of a guiding trip.
Right now, Raw Bass Customs has got over 70 different kind of lure blanks, custom painted, from bass, muskie, to walleye, to pike. The crankbait bite is actually pretty good right now. And right now at Fishtails here in Fox Lake, Stew's in Partyville, M&M Tackle in Portage, and Dick Smith's is the place to get them. And I do bass guiding on Fox Lake and Big Green. July is almost booked already. So if you want to get in, you can give my cell phone a call at 920-948-8467.
Hey, Rick, I appreciate it. Good luck in your tournament this weekend.
All right, Wade, thanks.
Thanks for listening to the ESPN Outdoors Report presented by All Out Marine in Allenton. Catch the ESPN Outdoors Report 3 times every week on 95.3 WBEV at 4:35 p.m. on Fridays, as well as Saturday and Sunday mornings at 6:35 a.m. Hear the ESPN Outdoors Report every Friday at 12:40 p.m. on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and on demand on the Sports tab at DailyDodge.com.